This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The impact of the big tech companies on this election may be more than we have seen because so many Americans are on social media. Two-thirds of adults use Facebook and nearly three-fourths use YouTube. The percentages for those under the age of 50 are even much higher. The tech companies have enormous power to select the information we read and share with others. Peter Hassan is the editor of the Daily Caller and also the author of the book The Manipulators. He provides an in-depth look at how big tech influences our political perspectives and decisions. One way the tech companies have increased influence is through moderators. In the case of YouTube, there are more than 10,000 of them looking for inappropriate content. A memo at Google had the title The Good Censor and made the case that the internet may have been founded upon utopian principles of free speech, but then argues that free speech is no longer in vogue. Two forms of censorship actually occur. The first is what can be described hard censorship, in which content is deleted and users are suspended. But the more insidious form is what could be called soft censorship. That is where each of the tech companies make content harder to find by pushing a link off the first or the first few pages. Hassan says that hard censorship is similar to tearing down a roadside billboard. Soft censorship would be a billboard being difficult to see by erecting other billboards in front of it. Also, these tech companies do feel significant pressure to censor from both external forces, like left-wing activists, and internal forces from left-leaning employees. In the last presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton received 99% of all the political donations made by tech workers in Silicon Valley. That is why you need to get your news and information for more than just social media. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.